So when I found out that the Atlantic Coast Conference was coming to a theater near you, literally, not figuratively, I thought, do I know somebody who just might run a movie theater? But it's more than just a movie theater. It's a theater. The Rialto in Raleigh, my friend Hayes Permar, who occasionally, not as often as I'd like, occasionally fills in here on this program. All right, sir. First of all, appreciate your time. When do we get Wake Boston College on the big screen at the Rialto?
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to bring in the crowds. You start with Wake Boston College. You know this. It was interesting, and we may get to how this came up, but the Theater Sports Network people that are doing it, I got a call on them yesterday, and it felt a little bit about like I was introducing them to the ACC. I think they're in Salt Lake City, so they, you know, they'd ask me questions. They'd be like, "Ooh, Miami, that's usually a big draw. Oh, no, Clemson, that's a big team, and then Duke is right there in your backyard. You think you could, you know, sell a lot of tickets to Clemson, Duke?" And I'm like, "Guys, we're gonna have to go through the ACC fandom for me." Like, literally, I was having conversations. I was like, "I think there's a Miami UNC game, maybe week 4 or 5," and I'm like, "Well, is UNC 4-0 with Drake Mace averaging 350 yards a game? That might, maybe we could get some people. Like, has UNC dropped a game or two along the way? Then maybe their fans have checked out." So it was a little bit of ACC fandom 101 with the theater sports folks yesterday.
Here's what really struck me. Like, I'm trying to figure out a way, because all the conversation here is how do we bridge the money gap between the Big Ten and the SEC and the ACC. And the ACC is third. People don't even realize this. They pay out more money in shared media rights than the Big 12 does. I mean, that's just a fact. It's not a big number, not a huge distance between where the ACC and the Big 12 is, but they are third. But still, it's a far cry from what they are. How much could you get for snowcaps, a box of snowcaps, during like a big... We lost him. He disappeared. That was my money joke right there. I can't even believe that they're selling snowcaps anymore. Victoria, do you even know what a snowcap is?
I do.
Right? You know what the snowcaps are, right? Here's what I can't figure out. It's chocolate, and then there's... What are those pebbles? What's on top of the chocolate?
Sparkly decorations.
They're hard.
Yeah.
And they have no taste. Why do we have them? And why are they ruining the little chocolate candy?
It's all a bad idea.
So, but could you get, for a box of snowcaps, could you get $20? And could we send that directly to Florida State as we get Hayes Permar back here? These are the things that run through my mind when it comes to what the ACC or what the Sports Theater Network, whatever it's called, is trying to do here with now having the rights to show it's not just ACC football, it's college football. For instance, they sold out in Utah, because Hayes brought it up. They sold out 5 theaters for the Utah berth and, I guess, the Rose Bowl last year. They sold out 5 theaters. Now, I don't know what you'd charge to have people go there. I also think, again, logically speaking, if we were still using Bally's as opposed to now the CW. He's back. I'm going to get to this in a second. If we were still using Bally's as opposed to the CW, there would be a demand for a lot of people to go to your Rialto to watch, let's just say, Duke and Clemson. Of course, that would never be a Bally's game. It would probably be Duke and Boston College, or Duke and Pitt, or Syracuse. That wouldn't necessarily make the ACC network, although Duke, big time club. I don't even know where I was. Oh, how much could you get for snowcaps if you sold a big box of snowcaps?
All the snowcaps you want. They're a little old, so I'm giving away at a great price right now if you want to come and get some. I got to order some new snowcaps. now, here's the crux of it, Gold. The two different entities are both looking for creative ways to make money, right?
Sure.
Like the ACC slash media rights holders are looking for other revenue streams. I don't think anybody's under the pretense that this is the thing. Putting the ACC in movie theaters, it will close the gap and all will be solved. But it also coincides with movie theaters are kind of looking for other ways to expand, sure. right? They don't want to be beholden to movie studios that could be hurt by pandemics, supply chains, strikes, yeah. anything other, you know, streaming. So they're looking for other other revenue models. And at the same time, the ACS. So I think there's a willingness to try new things on both sides that I think makes a little bit of sense for doing this. You mentioned Bally. I have not been contacted by the Carolina Hurricanes, but I've heard whispers from people that do talk to the Carolina Hurricanes that maybe I might have a conversation with them about doing a similar type of thing. Again, I have not talked to the Carolina Hurricanes, but people that talk to both parties have maybe whispered that that might be something that they're interested in. So I think in general, folks are just looking for, are there avenues that we're not exploring that are out there that we could dial up the money just a little bit? And I think movies and the ESPNs of the world are, movie theaters and ESPNs are both sort of looking for those. So there's a mutual interest in.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here. We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook. Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRLSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Es la venta del Día del Trabajo en Macy's con especiales de fin del verano. Como un 30-40% menos en Levi's para él y para ella. 70% menos en la liquidación de joyas finas. Y un 60% menos en equipaje de Samsonite, Delsey, Travel Pro y más. O ahorra un 20% extra con tu cupón o tarjeta Macy's. Y los miembros de Star Rewards pueden ganar aún más rápido en los días de bono de Star Money en Macy's. La disponibilidad y duración varía según la ubicación de la tienda. Más detalles en Macy's.com/StarMoney. Ahorro sobre precios en oferta y liquidación. Aplican excepciones.
He's gone. He's gone. All right. That was fun anyway. Look, we appreciate Hayes Permar from the Rialto. My friend. My gosh. at DHPIV. Oh, he's back. All right. We're going to have to wrap this up. My final joke of this question is, would an afternoon game on a Saturday after you did a noon game, would that be considered a matinee, and would you have Ooh. To charge a lower price?
Matinee prices. Now that's good. The Thank you. Or like a twofer, a double header, you know?
Oh, that would be a double feature. See, I think this would really work best in drive-in form, but I mean, in a historic theater like yours, we can do anything.
No, let's go back to your Duke Boston College game. Are we going to put ratings on these? Like, whoa, this is not, no children can watch Duke Boston College. And this is NC-17. We can't have the kids.
If it was old Duke versus new Clemson, that would be an NC, that might be rated X.
100%. Like, we can't have the kids watching this. This is at least PG-13 to get in here. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. Like I said, there's a lot of experiment, there's potential there. There's question about what would people pay to get in?
Right.
What would people spend while they're there? And right. would that make it, you know, more advantageous to lower the price to get in? So still a ton of questions from my end as a theater owner. I think the theater sports folks are also sort of figuring it out for the first time. But like I said, it is a confluence of people looking for new potential streams of revenue. And right now there's a motivation to at least try something new.
It's a plum idea, and we'll see where it goes from there. I just happen to have a plum in
it.
Front of me. I did not, and I was holding it, so I might as well just use it as a prop. Look, if you want to attract fewer people to an ACC game, I am available for you. So you just let me know if you want nobody to show up, and I'll be happy to be there. Hayes Permar from the Rialto, my friend at DHPIV on Twitter. Man, I'll talk to you soon.
We'll work on the internet over here. Thanks, guys.